I'm here to tell you today on your road to self-fulfillment that money can buy happiness. We know the old adage, the truism, the hackneyed phrase, money can't buy happiness, but indeed it can. Money can buy happiness because it gives you power. Money can buy happiness because it gives you options. Money can buy happiness because it gets you out of trouble. I'm not talking about bribery and extortion and buying elections. I'm talking about the fact that you can treat yourself better. I'm talking about the fact that you can get excellent medical help. I'm talking about the fact that you can buy yourself things that please you. You have to understand that just because you can buy yourself things that perhaps some other people can't, doesn't make you guilty or a villain or acting in an inappropriate manner. And so, haven't you been in situations where you're happy you were able to take a limo because you couldn't get a cab? Haven't you been in situations where you've been happy to get on first class because it was a long trip and you didn't have to suffer three across in coach? Haven't you been happy when you could celebrate an anniversary in style or provide a birthday present that you really wanted to provide? Let's face it, money is the heart of the capitalistic system. It's a means of exchanging value. It's a means of representing compensation for value. And so instead of bartering, me doing work for you and you doing work for me, we use money as the exchange medium. I don't think that money should be accumulated for the sake of its accumulation itself, but I think that money needs to be created, money needs to be obtained to help you in the lifestyle you wish to lead. That lifestyle probably includes philanthropy. It probably includes good works, but it should also include your own comfort. It should include your own safety. It should improve your ability to impress yourself upon the world. So money being the root of all evil, and money can't buy you happiness, are ridiculous aphorisms. They make no sense. Because money merely represents your ability and leverage and power and scalability to do things for yourself and for others, for your loved ones and for your family. Money intrinsically is neither good nor evil. It depends what you do with it. And let's face it, when you have a great deal of money, there's a great deal of good you can do with it if you so choose. So don't look at money as something that happens to be a dirty byproduct of civilization. Don't look at money as something that shouldn't even be thought about. The accumulation of money to the degree to which it will help you lead a wise and prosperous and giving life is an essential part of your self-fulfillment. It's an essential part of you feeling good about yourself. If you want to feel bad that you don't have it, do something about it. But for the love of God, don't feel bad because you do have it. It depends what your motives are, and it depends upon the results you create. I'll see you soon. I'm going to get some more money.